Just heard my stomach growl. All right, here we go. Well, Pinkies, what do we have to talk about today? Testing. Let's get out of the garage. Oh, we need gas. I have to talk about the track day, so we'll be listening about that. We have an email from a listener, Dennis from Colorado Springs. We have to talk about shopping carts. And, I don't know, maybe that's about it. Will that be enough? Let me get out of my driveway, and then I'll tell you all about all the fun things. So I went to this car racetrack car control day, is how they termed it. With the, I have to yell at a bird. Get out of here, bird! Fucking birds. Get off my lawn, bird! Oh, yeah. Now, in front of me, I have a lady with a child in a shopping cart or something. Some sort of running wheeled trolley with a dog in the middle of the road trying to clean up her little child's throw up or something. Oh, and here comes those mafia guys in that Audi A6, an older one. Some A5, maybe. Boy, the luck goes on around here, doesn't it? We're not even hardly off the out of the driveway. So, okay, track day. So we went to the track, and it was one of these driver education situations where they set up cones, and they give you an exercise. We did slaloms, for instance. So you get in your car, you go through the slalom, they give you a bit of classroom training, they tell you, look up, look where you want to go, is all you ever hear all day. Look where you want to go. And use your peripheral vision, and yada, yada, yada. So all these tips and tricks that you're learning from these very professional drivers. It was very well organized, I do have to say, and there were, I don't know, there were probably six to eight instructors monitoring you and giving you tips and teaching you stuff. And anyway, so there were 25 or so cars there. There was a variety of different cars. We had the mums in their minivans were there. These poor mums. I'm so glad I don't have children. These mums come in their Mazda MP3 minivans with the child seats still strapped into the back seats. Oh my God, and these poor women look like they just barely got out of bed and threw on a pair of sweatpants and a sweater and came to work, came to this track day. that was kind of funny. They're driving these, you know, these big galumping vans. There was a very wide range of vehicles. We had a few Porsches, only like three or four maybe, and some Mustang, heavy metal Mustangs there, like 2014, 2015 Mustangs. And we had a Z4 and lots of BMW M3s. There were like three or four M3s, which were very nice cars. They handled this course very nicely, those cars. And sound magnificent, too. And then, you know, the odd SUV and Volkswagens and stuff. Ford Focus ST was there. So, quite a different array of vehicles and different level of driver skills, too, by the way. So, it was excellent situation. It was kind of boring because we were doing fairly basic stuff like emergency stops, like stopping, jamming your binders on from a high speed. And then we did some emergency turn a corner and then jam your on your binders. And so just teaching you those types of skills, where to put your feet and where to have your seat and adjust your steering wheel. All these sort of very basic driving skills that everyone should be doing. Adjusting your mirrors and stuff like that. And then, so that was like the morning session, some sort of, you know, not entirely strenuous exercises, but good practice nonetheless, and learning some good skills about keeping your eyes up and looking where you want to go. Don't focus on the thing that you think you're going to hit, like the deer that's in the middle of the road or whatever. And then we did some quick reaction type things where we would drive straight on toward an instructor, and then he would point us in one, either to the left, to the right, or gave us the full stop signal, and you'd have to react and then swerve around the instructor in a controlled manner and go into the you know, the adjacent lane and recover and come back into your lane, that kind of a stuff. So quite a lot of fun, in fact. And then we got into some more high-speed maneuvers, like emergency lane change. You're doing barreling down the highway at 70 miles an hour, and you know how to control your car to avoid an accident in your lane, to move over to one side and then back, and all that kind of stuff. So we did a bunch of that stuff, and then finally, at the end of the day, we had some fun, and we were allowed to. Oh yes, we also went over how to determine your driving line. So if you're going through a bunch of corners and what have you, learning what the apex is and how to, you know, hit your apex, and how some corners the apex looks like it's here and it's actually you know, at a different location, and just learning the most efficient methods for getting through a corner or a series of corners. So that was a good exercise too. And learning to brake before the corner. You've heard me say this before. Brake before the corner and manage your speed around the corner without doing any major accelerating or decelerating. So we were learning those skills. All right, end of the day, we all get to put all of our skills together, and they actually had a cones course set up for us where we were allowed to go as fast as we could possibly go. finally! So, but there was an exercise involved. The point was for you to go around the course, doesn't matter how fast, but as consistently as you can. So you're trying to match your time as close as possible for each lap that you're going around. I guess this, the goal of this is to teach you not to go, they don't want you to go fast, they just want you to practice all these maneuvers for cornering and braking and finding the line and all that, and, you know, managing the weight as it moves around on your, in your vehicle as you go around corners. So, you know, being the competitive maniac that I am, of course, I had to go as fast as possible. So I did not win the consistency challenge, which was the whole goal of the exercise, but I was, I did get the fastest time on the track. Mind you, I mean, come on, there were minivans there, and there were only two or three other Porsches, and so that was fun. So I did get the fastest time, but I did not, I did not necessarily complete the exercise as it was intended. So it was a great time, and like some, you know, fun things, like there was this woman there, another mom in a Jaguar XKR, or I think it's an XKR, which is the large four-door sedan, like great big four-door Jaguar sedan, with her baby seat strapped in the back, and another baby seat crunched up under the front passenger side compartment, so she she had her mom mobile with her baby seats in this really nice XKF or XKR. And the R vehicles are the high performance ones, as in BMW's M series or Mercedes AMG's. The Jaguar R series are the really souped up cars. That car sounded magnificent. It sounded so good. And she was beating the crap out of that Jaguar. She was doing a good job, that busy mom. So that was kind of fun. And then there were the guys in the Mustangs. And these are just, you know, big engines. These guys were kind of goofy, but it was fun to see those cars attacking the track. So overall, track day was a lot of fun and a really good learning experience. And Dorian Gray didn't get beat up too badly like sometimes you do. It got a little hot for a little while, but Dorian Gray performed magnificently. These are the kinds of things where you're never actually getting out of second gear, right? So you can only ever... Yeah, you're not going fast, but you certainly are putting the car through its paces. So that was fun. Talked to a couple of cute boys. There were a couple of cute boys there. One of them driving one of those Mustangs. He did very well. And the guy that actually won the consistency challenge... So he had the identical time each time, the closest times each time he went, did a lap, was a guy in a BMW Z4, which is BMW's little two-seater convertible. Older guy, lots of older guys. Oh, there's messages for me. Yes, I should address those. So I got a lot of response from the question about shopping carts. Several people, I wonder if I can say everyone who gave me some kind of response. If I was smarter, I would be able to. So we had 14 votes in total, and it was pretty much 100% everybody takes their carts back. Well, aren't you all precious, you all? I was the only one who voted no, that I do not take my cart back. But that was only to seed some dissension. You guys, you're all pussies taking your carts back. I do have to admit that I will occasionally park my cart in a flower bed if it's too far away to take it back to the garage. So I am a horrible person. But I don't let the cart roll around in the lot. Swanky Martini says, I always return shopping carts to their garage. Even more, if I parked close to the store, I will return the cart to the lineup. There were a lot of other responses in Twitter, which I won't read right now. So thank you, Swanky Martini. So I guess it was 13 yeses, return your cart, and... one no from the Faye driver. But lots of people. Thank you, everyone, for your interaction and participating in the cart voting contest. Nobody wins anything on my contests. Not even a tip of Toppy's top hat. So Dennis in Colorado Springs sends us a message, a request, a question, and I will read that now. All right, here we go with the fuel question from Dennis in Colorado Springs. Good to hear from you, Dennis. He says, I've just been told about top-tier detergent gasoline. I do not put a lot of miles on the vehicle, about 18,000 for a nearly 4-year-old Toyota Corolla. I do about 75% top tier Costco fuel and 25% grocery store brand. Should I switch to 100% top tier? Does it matter? Thoughts, please. No hurry. Well, Dennis, excellent question. I would say, so 18,000 miles in 4 years. That's pretty low mileage. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be too concerned about that. You only really need to be concerned if you're leaving, you're not driving your car for months at a time. So it looks to me like you're at least going somewhere once a month. What is that, about 5,000 miles a year? That's not bad. So gasolines, do you buy the top tier cleaning detergent gasoline or not? I would say it doesn't really matter. It's a marketing ploy by the gas companies to get you to buy the more expensive fuel. The cheap fuel will do just as fine of a job. The reason being that our vehicles this day and age they run so cleanly because they're all of the fuel air ratios are computer controlled. So your engine is always getting the best combustible mixture that it can. So you don't really need to worry about getting a high octane fuel, apparently all of the detergents claim to be in the high octane fuels. The higher octane fuels are cleaner for your car. That's malarkey. Every gasoline, whether it's a low grade or high grade, is treated with detergents and additives and all that gobbledygook that it doesn't matter if you're getting high octane or low octane or one fuel cleaner than another. It's bullshit. So just buy whatever gasoline you feel like buying. So thank you, Dennis. I hope I answered your question. I don't think it really matters whether you're buying grocery store fuel or, you know, brand name, high-end, super expensive Shell fuel. Would you take the lane, please? I've been waiting for you to get in. Get in there. Do it. Jeez. Oh, the wave. They gave me a little wave. Like that matters, Carmel Rosen. Like cutting in on me and then giving me a wave means something. That's a private joke for Carmel Rosen. Okay, so thank you, Dennis. So I'm off on kind of a big adventure. I might come back and talk more about what's going on in my life, but I don't know. I wouldn't put too much faith in that happening. I am going on vacation, however, so looking forward to that. You might have already heard about that on some Drive Times NOPA. If not, it's going to be out soon. I am the Fade Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And, keep your ears open for whatever else might be going on around here. All right, bye-bye. Oh, hey, it's me again. I just wanted to acknowledge those people who responded to my question about the shopping cart. So here's what messages were received on Twitter from RC Martinez regarding my question about shopping carts. Do you return them or leave them to roam around the lot? RC Martinez says, always times three, return carts to corral. I'm fat, has had multiple leg surgeries. People who do not return are the laziest of the lazy. And he continues, also, it is very inconsiderate to other cars. Not returning to corral is so rude. That Peter G writes, of course I put my shopping cart back in the corral. I'm not an animal. Dennis in Colorado Springs says, I will return the shopping cart to the proper location unless I had a bad experience in the store. George in Atlanta writes, my Vons has no cart return rack in the parking lot. It's a garage under a condo building. I return it to the store. Not everyone does. Carmel Rosen says, re-cart returnage. I always take back my cart because I don't want to be like the riffraff that doesn't. And someone else said, Scotty Battler, I set them free.
shopping trolleys, usually in the direction of a Porsche or BMW. And then he puts some unreadable little drawing emojis in, a whip or something, and a blue smear and a red car. You people and your emojis. Okay, and then you've heard from Swanky Martini. Thanks, everyone. Oh, Scotty Battler says, luckily, my new Citroen C4 Cactus will have air bumps to protect it from the trolleys. Air bump. It's got some rubber treatment on the doors. Okay, thanks, everybody. Thanks for playing along. Bye-bye.